Here's a look at your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for today with high temperatures working up into the upper 70s. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a slight chance for a late night shower or storm, a low of 62. Chance for showers and storms into your Saturday, 83 degrees. And for Sunday, sunshine, upper 80s. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 61 degrees.
Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM Feeds. All of your pet and livestock needs are covered. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Carmelex tubs are still on sale while supplies last. Drop by After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9. Call 363-7344 or Bob's cell phone at 268-0578. After Hours Feed Supply, Blue Rapids. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 5, Sundays if they're home.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. The Kansas Board of Regents has approved tuition and fee increases for all six public universities, citing a need to keep pace with rising costs and declining state support. Full-time resident undergraduate students attending the University of Kansas in Lawrence will see a combined increase of about 3%. Lawrence Journal World reports the increase will bring the total cost of tuition plus fees to nearly $5,574 per semester. Other state universities will impose tuition and fee increases ranging from 1.2% to 2.8%. The economy should continue growing slowly in rural parts of 10 plains and western states, but the most recent survey of bankers in the area doesn't reflect all the recent tough trade talk. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says farmers are concerned that new tariffs could hurt exports at a time when their profits appear to be lean at best. Mid-America Network News.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
You are a hero. You may not fight killer robots, but a crabby toddler can be a formidable foe. Luckily, you're armed with a Chrysler Pacifica. Its best-in-class Uconnect Theater can defeat any temper tantrum. And when cargo space is in danger, Pacifica's trusty class-exclusive stow-and-go always comes to the rescue. Get a great deal at the Chrysler Incredible Sales Event.
Available feature based on the FCA US LLC premium event segment. Chrysler and Uconnect are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
An Eastern Kansas nonprofit that shelters troubled children wasn't providing details yesterday about immigrant children staying at its group homes, including whether any of them were separated from their parents in a crackdown on illegal crossings of the U.S.-Mexico border. Lack of information on the children housed by the Villages, headquartered in Topeka, prompted two state lawmakers to schedule a state house news conference today to demand more transparency. They said the Villages told them it needed 2 weeks' notice for a tour of its Topeka homes. A Kansas priest has been revoked of his rank years after an investigation into multiple child sexual abuse allegations against him. Archbishop Joseph Newman issued a decree in December removing the Reverend John Wisner from the clergy. The decree was announced on May 25th. Wisner was suspended from active ministry in 2012 following allegations he sexually abused minors decades ago. The Archdiocese says an internal investigation found the allegations credible. Mid-America Network News.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A woman has been given 1 to 3 years in prison for her role in a pasture rental scam in northern Nebraska's panhandle. Sioux County District Court records say 52-year-old Kelly Heller of Crawford was sentenced on June 12th. Prosecutors say the scheme was orchestrated by Heller's daughter, Kalinda Barthel Vantine, and resulted in more than $44,000 in losses to the five victims. Vantine was sentenced to prison last October. The Nebraska State Patrol Patrol says a traffic stop on I-80 near Kearney has led to the seizure of nearly 300 pounds of marijuana and cannabis products. The patrol says troopers stopped the semi-trailer around 8:20 Wednesday morning on suspicion of making an improper lane change. A search revealed 284 pounds of raw marijuana, 2.5 pounds of marijuana wax, and 3.6 pounds of marijuana-infused vaping tubes. The two men were arrested. Mid-America Network News.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. I know you've experienced it. While harvesting, you have a breakdown and the parts won't be here until tomorrow. If you run a Gleaner combine, you have an advantage over others in the fact that when you come in for the parts you need, you can get what you need and get back to harvesting. We have genuine quality AGCO parts, so they fit right and do the job in which they were intended. We are widely known to be the dealer that stocks more genuine AGCO parts than anyone in the area. After all, we service what we sell and back it up with parts. If you don't run a Gleaner combine, why not check us out? We ship AGCO parts daily because of our large inventory. We have you covered with parts and service this harvest. Call or come to Schmidt & Sons, 6 miles west of Andale at Mount Hope, or in Winfield on the west side of town along Highway 160, or find us on the web at schmittinc.com.
The tractor man will be the one, just for turning on the turn with a tractor in each arm.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 30-year-old Stephen Curtis Bowes was pronounced dead at the scene of a grain bin accident early Saturday evening when he apparently fell inside a ladder cage. Emergency responders were called to 2475 Harvest Road shortly after 6:30. Axtell and Beatty Fire Departments, Axtell Ambulance, and Lifestar responded. A funeral service is planned Friday in Marysville. An online fundraiser has been established at GoFundMe as he and his wife were expecting a baby soon. Hanover Days of 49 kick off Thursday, continuing through Saturday.
One of the mission statements for Kansas FFA is make a positive impact on the lives of our students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agriculture education. And this vision statement is just something I have personally grown close to. I realized the value and importance even further of agriculture education and the huge impact it has on any student that goes through, whether they're interested in a career in ag ed or in a more urban setting. It doesn't matter. Agriculture education has something for everyone and can teach everyone an important lesson that they'll keep with them for the rest of their lives.
Again, the Days of 49 kicked off last night in Hanover and continue Friday and Saturday nights.
We are pretty proud to have our 87th annual Hanover Days of 49. On Thursday the 21st, we'll be having our tractor pull along with Ottaway Amusements. On the 22nd, we'll have our parade at 6:30, and Ottaway Amusements will be on board as well, along with helicopter rides. And twice on Sunday, we'll be starting around 9 o'clock. On Saturday, June 23rd, we will again have the same as before, but the parade will begin at 5:30, and the entertainment on the ground will be the Box Turtles, and the fireworks show will begin approximately around 10 p.m. We hope to see everyone there at the Hanover Days of 49. It's a fun, festive event for families and everyone, so hope to see you all then.
Ruth P. Weeks, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Family will see friends at 12:30 at the church hall. Hopkins Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Ruth Weeks. Delbert Frederick Schreiner, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Sunday at noon at the Frankfort American Legion. Burial Sunday 3 p.m. at the Mount Hope Cemetery south of Frankfort. Visitation Saturday from 10 until 8. Family will see friends Saturday from 6 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Delbert Schreiner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, seasoned mash, wheat roll, garden bren, mixed fruit, and sopapilla cheesecake. Monday, chicken strips, sweet potato muffin, Malibu blend, and cherry fluff. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
KNDY 95.5 will be broadcasting live at the Marysville Casey's Friday, June 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m. for customer appreciation. Enjoy free coffee and amazing deals like all donuts and Casey's cookies, just 39 cents. Any size fountain drink, 59 cents. 6-inch made-to-order subs for $2.49. Pizza by the slice for $1.49 or large single-topping pizza, $8.99. Register to win pizzas, donuts, sub sandwiches, and $25 gift cards. Friday, June 22nd from 4 to 6 at Casey's in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. As one area of low pressure continues to exit away on off to the east and southeast here for today, just looking to hold on to some cloud cover. But as a trough of low pressure begins to approach from the west later on tonight and into the day on Saturday coming up, do have a chance for some showers and storms in the forecast on your Saturday. But those showers and storms looking to clear out for your Sunday and turning hotter as well. By Sunday, we're back to the sunshine in the upper 80s for high temperatures, with another shot at some storms then Sunday night and into Monday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for today, with high temperatures working up into the upper 70s. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a slight chance for a late night shower or storm, a low of 62. Chance for showers and storms into your Saturday, 83 degrees. And for Sunday, sunshine, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-June, 86. Record high on this date hit the century mark in 1937. The average low, 65, and the record low, 48 in 1972. Sun's up this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 5:57. Hit and miss showers yesterday, yielding just a few hundredths of an inch of additional precipitation here in Marysville. 63 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 22nd of June. KNDY News Time, 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Many people ask why they need life insurance. Do you have a spouse and or children? Do you have enough money saved to pay final expenses? Can you replace you or your spouse's lost income so that the bills can continue to be paid? Will you be able to provide for your children even if you're not here? No one likes to think about these things, but having good life insurance can offer peace of mind that these things will be taken care of in your absence. Let us help you get that peace of mind by calling Alliance Insurance, 562-2393. For free life quotes.
The Suns come up big in the NBA draft. There was some wheeling and dealing. Day 9 of the World Cup with Brazil in action today. Hi, everybody. Todd Ent reporting on sports. And the first pick of the 2018 NBA draft.
The Phoenix Suns select DeAndre Ayton.
Ayton from the University of Arizona stays in the state to help the Suns.
I'm really happy to be a part of the Phoenix Suns now to really start a winning legacy with Devin Booker and Josh Jackson and all those other guys. You know, we're a young team and we're ready.
The Kings grab Duke's Marvin Bagley III at number 2.
I'm ready to come in with a hard work ethic, you know, a motor. You know, effort's going to always be there. I'm excited, man. I can't wait.
Luka Doncic of Slovenia went 3rd to the Hawks but was quickly traded to the Mavericks. Doncic says his time in the EuroLeague prepared him.
I have a lot of ex-NBA players in my team. They've been talking to me about the NBA the whole year, and I think I'm prepared.
Point guard Trae Young is off to Atlanta as part of that deal. The Grizzlies pick Jaren Jackson Jr. of Michigan State at number 4. The Sixers traded the 10th pick, Villanova's Mikal Bridges, to the Suns for Zaire Smith. And Michael Porter Jr. dropped to 14, goes to Denver. This is ABC Sports. A grand salami for the Reds, and the Cubs failed to gain ground on Milwaukee.
Swing, drive, right center field. This ball is hit well. This ball is gone! Grand slam home run off the bat of Jesse Winker.
On WLW, Chicago lost 6-2 and remained a game back in the NL Central. Mike Trout went hitless in his 1,000th career game, but Louis Valbuena picked up the slack going yard twice.
This is hit well into right field. That ball's carrying and out of here.
On KLAA, Angels beat the Blue Jays 8-5. Football action today in the World Cup in Russia. ESPN's Alejandro Moreno says Costa Rica has a chance to beat Brazil.
If they cannot get close to any other player, but they can get after Neymar and make this game more about physicality rather than real quality, then that plays into the advantage of Costa Rica.
Nigeria takes on Iceland, followed by Serbia and Switzerland. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Join Diane for her poppin' party at Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore. It's her 5th anniversary, so come celebrate in style. Bridal gowns as low as $49 and take an additional 10% off all sale items. Pop your balloon of savings at checkout. Friday from 10 to 5, Saturday from 10 to 4. It's a poppin' party at Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore.
Homestead Fence
invites everyone to come on out to Homestead Days and enjoy delicious food, fireworks, and some family fun in the sun, starting June 20th through the 24th. Hope to see you there. From your friends at Homestead Fence and Wymore, for all your commercial and residential fence and decking needs.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. China could ratchet up its trade war with tactics against the U.S. as President Trump has escalated the trade war between the two nations this week. Politico pointing out that China knows how to fight a trade war and could go beyond retaliatory tariffs next. China has been known to successfully encourage its 1.4 billion population to give up products from targeted countries like Big Macs and make business harder for U.S. companies in China. While China has far fewer U.S. imports to impose tariffs on, a trade expert told Politico that the reality is the Chinese can do quite a bit to hurt U.S. companies in the Chinese market. Tariffs that have yet to take effect will target U.S. agriculture products. Earlier the week, business and agriculture groups wrote a letter to Congress seeking lawmakers' involvement to rein in Trump's trade agenda. The group asked for congressional oversight while detailing how Congress has the power to regulate foreign trade. The largest dairy processor in Canada says President Trump has a point when it comes to dairy trade between the U.S. and Canada. Saputo Incorporated said Canada should consider eliminating its Class 7 milk policy in order to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement with the U.S. The CEO says he understands the frustration, adding, quite frankly, I think they have every reason to be upset. The comments come a week after the president targeted Canada's dairy supply management system, calling it unfair to U.S. farmers. And leadership in Canada has vowed to support the system and are quick to point out that processors created the Class 7 milk issue, not the Canadian government's dairy policy. The CEO of Saputo says Canada Dairy cannot think we'll come out of this unchanged. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, harvest updates from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. Well, wheat harvest, of course, is in various stages of completion across Kansas. A bit of a pause earlier this week after some widespread rainfall. Darren Busick is an ag extension agent in Reno County. He says that there was a field day in late May. He says at that point, the wheat did not look good at all.
You know, before when we had our field day, I mean, we were expecting, I don't know, 30. I thought if we averaged 30, that'd be a pretty good yield. And then, I don't know, test weights, I was hoping, you know, of course, up around 59, 60. But after that, dry conditions came in and the heat and everything, I kind of thought, I don't know, I was afraid we might not even get to 20 average. But what I've been hearing, you know, it's been a little bit better than that. It's been probably right around 25, 30 is what I'd say the average is. I've heard some where they were in the low teens, 13 yield, something like that. But I've also heard some that have been, you know, 45. So, again, it was real dependent on the rains. We had some scattered rains that really helped things out. Timely rains when they really needed it during filling and stuff like that. But for the majority, our whole county missed most of those rains.
Music says that test weights have been a bit disappointing.
There were some really low test weights that I've heard. I mean, anywhere from 55 all the way up to 59. I would say overall for the county, I'd say a good average would be probably 58 to the high 59s per test weight, which is better than what we were expecting with that dry heat and the hot temperatures and everything and drought. I mean, we were expecting a lot more shriveled heads than what we had, or shriveled seeds.
And protein levels a bit disappointing?
I'd say just kind of an average protein, maybe just a little bit higher, but it actually is a little bit lower than what I was expecting.
Wheat harvest in Reno County, Kansas. Ag News Harvest Update brought to you by Abilene Machine on Mid-America Ag Network.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map also shows you the latest scams right here in Kansas, so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap, paid for by AARP.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture. There continues to be a lot of concern in Farming America about trade and about the efforts by the administration to renegotiate trade deals. But there is one professional trader of agriculture commodities who's not too worried about it. We'll hear from him after this.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
His name is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. And what about all of this concern that we're not going to have any trade partners left once the administration is done renegotiating things?
I don't know. I kind of think that the whole trade thing, and a lot of people would really disagree with me, I kind of think the fears of that are a little overblown. The world needs our production. China needs our soybeans. I mean, they cannot cut us out entirely. There's no question they've cut us out some already, even though the trade war hasn't, like, begun officially or anything like that. They're going to have to buy some of our beans. If they don't, the rest of the world will come up, I think, and fill the void. As far as NAFTA with Canada and Mexico, I don't see any big problem with going after a unilateral agreements with them, as opposed to trying to make everybody fit the same box with a bilateral agreement like that, or multilateral. And as such, I think going forward, I mean, we might have some more hiccups here and concerns and so forth, but going forward, I think when the dust settles, the world demand will still be there, and we'll have some very active customers.
But within this uncertainty, within this fear, Clayton says there is opportunity for traders.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess from a short-term trader standpoint, I used to trade on the floor years ago with the Board of Trade. This would be a dream come true to have this kind of volatility. You know, every 30 minutes it seems like you get another story or some interview with a senator or something like that. Drives it the other way, but in the meantime, we're kind of going nowhere fast.
And what about Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue's take on all of this noise around trade?
When you look at North America, I like to say we live in the best neighborhood on the planet, and we've got too much in common to allow trade disruptions to divide us. And I'm hopeful that we can get back to the business of talking about how we can resolve this issue and do right and feed everyone. NAFTA has been generally good for agriculture in most aspects. There are a few maybe that have not fared as well. But we need to make sure that we have equivalency in food safety, sanitary, phytosanitary issues, and then let our producers compete. I'm all in favor of reciprocal trade type agreements. Certainly, we want to open our borders for products, but we want those other borders to be opened as well. We have a great consuming nation here. China and Mexico have taken good advantage of that. But we also have exports that we need to send to Canada as well as Mexico.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, back after this.
If you're a handyman on the go, head to Hometown Lumber and Hardware for a great doorbuster special featuring the Milwaukee Packout Rolling Toolbox for just $99.98. Step up to other deals, including the Louisville 6-foot fiberglass step ladder for $61.99 or the 8-foot ladder for $109.98. If you like your tools in one place, the DeWalt 27-inch drawer storage unit for $479.99 will help keep them in order. Discover more doorbusters this month at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 63 degrees, still a cloudy overcast, winds are light, highs in the middle 70s, a very pleasant end of the work week, warming into the 80s Saturday into Sunday. Great night tonight for the Hanover Days of 49, parade begins at 6:30 tonight, and tomorrow night's parade begins at 5:30.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports NBA draft time, and two prominent players from the Sunflower State making news last night. Landry Shamet of the Wichita State Shockers was selected by the Philadelphia 76ers in the first round of the 2018 NBA draft, 26th overall last night. Shamet, the first player drafted in the first round for the Shockers since Xavier McDaniel back in 1985, and the first draft pick out of Wichita State since Clay Anthony Early back in 2014. Devontae Graham, selected in the second round of the NBA draft last night, 34th overall by the Atlanta Hawks. Graham joins former teammate Frank Mason III, who was selected last year by the Sacramento Kings, 34th overall. The guard was then traded to the Charlotte Hornets, meaning he'll be playing for the team in his home state. Friday Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Switch to Liberty Mutual. Switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Wildcat fans, season tickets for your Elite Eight K-State men's basketball team are on sale now. Don't miss the action in Bramlage Coliseum as the Wildcats take on the Big 12. Led by seniors Dean Wade, Kamau Stokes, and Barry Brown. Season ticket packages start at less than $15 per game, and new purchasers can select their seat now. Order your K-State basketball season tickets today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred announced that the Detroit Tigers will play a regular season game against the Kansas City Royals at TD Ameritrade Park on June 13th of next year. That's 2 days before the start of the College World Series. Manfred says Major League Baseball wants to strengthen its relationship with the NCAA and college baseball and also bring the game to new markets. Kansas City Royals with an off day, travel day, call it what you want yesterday. They'll be in action tonight, though, traveling to Houston for a three-game series that opens with the first pitch meeting up with the Houston Astros set for 7:10 this evening. Day one of the Wichita Open teed off yesterday. Perhaps the most impressive thing was the wind. It kept many golfers from getting into much of a rhythm. Sebastian Kaplan and Ben Coles currently on top of the leaderboard at 5-under. Tournament play through Sunday at Crestview Country Club in Wichita. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Legion baseball team back home hosting Silver Lake, a doubleheader Friday with games at 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field.
If you haven't yet heard of the brown marmorated stink bug, you soon will. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 22nd, the 173rd day of the year. Meryl Streep and Kris Kristofferson are sharing a birthday. The latest crop-eating pest to invade our shores is the not-so-charmingly named brown marmorated stink bug. A native of East Asia, it most likely arrived in the U.S. in the late 90s via cargo ship. Since then, it's been spreading across the U.S. like a slow-moving tsunami. Unlike most pests, the stink bug is a home invader as well as an agricultural threat. They're not especially harmful to humans, but step on one and you'll regret it. The noxious odor is described as something between ammonia or sulfur and filthy socks. To fight the invasion, scientists are toying with the idea of introducing another non-native species, their biggest natural enemy, the samurai wasp. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.